Bill Spadia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances. The opinion of the hosts, callers, and guests on this program are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Happy Wednesday. Right? It's Wednesday, Eric, right? I got that day right?
Yeah.
Sometimes. Oh, of course. Today is, of course, Hate-O-Meter Wednesday. So yeah, that'll be coming
That's
up after.
That's what makes Wednesday a little bearable. Here,
right? It makes it a much better day for you. I heard it's pretty good today, so we'll have to. We have a special edition, I also understand.
Oh, do we? I haven't recorded it yet. Because told you, I don't see it in advance. I read it cold.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. All right. Well, then you're in for some pleasant surprises.
Excellent.
Today. The gas prices.
Yeah.
What is the national average up to? I paid.
It's over four.
I paid four, I think 4.08 yesterday, something like that.
Wow. Yeah.
It's a lot. It makes a huge difference.
And I am dreading it. I've been putting it off, but I have to go and fill the tank today.
You figure you're closing in on $80 for regular gas now.
Right.
That's for one tank. It's nuts. And I think the concern people have is what were the reserves that we were now in control of because of our taking out Maduro in Venezuela, north of 300 billion barrels of oil. And we were kind of pitched that, hey, look at all this oil.
Yeah.
And they justified going into into Venezuela, into Caracas, to take Maduro out, in part not because of the justice of this narco terrorist, but because, don't worry, guys, they've got the largest oil reserve in the world, and we need them to be kind of under our wing. And none of that happened. And then,
well, but a lot of the infrastructure wasn't there. I mean, they even said it was going to take a while.
Yeah.
And they were talking to, some of the big oil giant companies that would be able to come in and kind of do that infrastructure. They knew it was going to take a long time to get that done.
Yeah, I know they say that, but that's how they pitched it. And then we find out the infrastructure issues after the fact. Like, follow us, trust us. Don't worry, 300 billion barrels. Oh, by the way, it might be a couple of years before you see any relief there. But then President Trump comes out and he says, well, the rest of the world should now be buying their oil from us. This was prior to the deal that will now hopefully open the Strait of Hormuz today. And he said, we've got plenty of it. So again, strike two. I'm thinking, wait a minute. And all the while this conversation is happening, gas prices are spiking, and I don't know that there's an end in sight, especially looking ahead at the summer travel season where we had talked about, regardless of all the other circumstances, there was an expectation that prices would go up.
Well, what's going to happen now, and, as of right now, this moment, the Strait of Hormuz is not open.
Right.
They're hammering out some details. One of the things is that, the straits are territorial waters of both Iran and Oman. And Iran and Oman, as a condition of the ceasefire, want all of the ships passing through the strait now to pay some pretty hefty fees. Think of it as a toll. And that has never been the case. It's always been considered international waters. So that's kind of the fly in the ointment right now. Once the strait does reopen, and Iran has said it will be under the protection of Iranian forces, which means there will likely be, I didn't realize there were any Iranian warships left, but
We were told that we had destroyed their entire navy.
Right. Well, there must be something left because they're going to sail something.
So apparently that was not true.
Strait. As soon as that strait is open, what will likely happen is you will have a parade of ships filled with oil and natural gas coming through 24/7 for as long as it is open, because you're going to try to get as much oil through that strait as you possibly can in this 2-week period in case the ceasefire doesn't hold and the war doesn't end.
I think they're going to front load it in the first couple days. I don't know that anybody trusts it the last two weeks.
I think you're right.
Right.
But, there's a finite number of ships that can come through safely at any one time. But mm-hmm. you're right. They're going to, the ships that have been waiting, everything, they're going to try to get as much oil through that strait into the United States, into our refineries, into European destinations as they possibly can. But the very fact that the strait is open, you're going to start to see oil prices drop. And as we've talked to different analysts, the reason the prices spiked was not because of a lack of oil. It was the price of a barrel of oil based on the commodity market and the uncertainty in the Mideast.
Right.
We didn't particularly have a supply issue. It was the cost of a barrel. So that cost has already plunged overnight. It usually takes a few days up to a week to start to see an immediate impact in gas prices. So if the strait reopens today, tomorrow, this week, certainly by the weekend and the next week, you'll see a few cents reduction. And then if it holds and prices stay, you know, in that $70, $80 range, then you're going to see, you know, prices come back down below four and then, you know, possibly towards $3 a gallon. What are some of the other factors? Well, the other factors are you still have your summer blend gasoline that has to come in. They've put a moratorium on that. That raises prices as much as 25 cents a gallon.
Yeah. We see it every year.
Yeah.
I want to know when New Jersey, and I do not know what the particular law is, but this idea that you can go out west and get regular gas that does not have ethanol in it, and it is so much better on your mileage. I tested it. Even in the RV, I was getting 20% more miles per gallon on my tank when I filled up with the non-ethanol.
Mm-hmm. I believe
that. And then you get all this crap ethanol here. I mean, it's not good for your tank. And nobody talks about it, but you can't find it here.
Well, it's not allowed to be sold.
Right. Is this a DOT rule? Is this a statutory rule? Like, that's one of the things I learned running for governor was our state is largely run by administrative rules from the bureaucracy that don't always have an attached. It's more an interpretation of law as opposed to actual statutory. You know, the legislature passed it and the governor signed it.
Yeah, this is a statutory thing, and it is designed to deal with air pollution. You know, you want in the summertime, because it's warm, you have the dome of warm air that tends to trap smog. So this is the blend that is sold in the summertime, burns cleaner, and is designed to reduce smog. So it's really an environmental thing. It has nothing to do with your engine, and most mechanics will tell you this blend is terrible on your engine.
Terrible. But even in the winter, you can't buy non-ethanol in New Jersey. You can't get it.
And the blend is different in the winter because you have winter blend and you have summer blend, right?
So it's still got the corn in it.
Yeah.
So they had to figure out what to do with all these big farms and what to do with all the corn. So they decided to put it in your gas tank. I think it's time that I'd like to see ethanol banned in New Jersey. I don't know why we allow it. Killing our cars, not doing anything for the environment. And we're paying for it. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. You agree? Rob, you'll be first. Other side of traffic and weather next.
For the best of New Jersey, live hosts and timely traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes. Tune into New Jersey 101.5.
6:24 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. So I'm so aggravated that you get sold a bill of goods, gas prices keep going up, and it fuels, no pun intended, the conversation that both parties are the same. And, you know, little things, right? I was thinking about my trip last year, 2 years ago, cross country, and how my gas mileage was up 20% when I put in gas that did not have ethanol in it. And you can't find it in New Jersey. Maybe there might be a few places that sell it for older machines or generators, et cetera. But the idea that we have an ethanol blend and it's somehow better for the environment, honestly, is absurd. I mean, even Hawaii allows non-ethanol gas. So does California, by the way. And California, I mean, they're on the coast. They would presumably have the same problem. And they have more cars than people. I mean, so when you look at California, you'd think if anywhere they'd be worried, it would be there. But you spend any time in Southern California and it's beautiful and the weather's great and you're looking at stars and ocean. I mean, so it's time to free up your gas choices. Let's start with Rob in Kinnelon. What's going on, Rob?
Morning, Bill.
Morning.
Glad to hear you back on the radio, sir.
Oh, it's good to be back. There's even a song. Thank you.
I wanted to give you some very good news about the ethanol-free gas because I get it all the time. Pennsylvania has it. Mm-hmm. Wawa and Sheets have it.
Yeah, I know.
You don't have to go very far to get it.
It's one of those things where it's kind of, yeah, you can also get a plastic bag in Pennsylvania, right? I mean, it's
that's
one of these, well, and this is why people move. This is why you've got, if you look at your state worker traffic at the end of the day, most of the traffic is heading to Pennsylvania, not back into Jersey. So it's like we figured it out. If you can leave, people do. And it's things like that. I can't get a plastic bag because I was sold a bill of goods that the plastic bag is the reason we have all this pollution and lack of landfill space. And it was all based on lies. All lies. And, you know,
you're right about the miles per gallon, though, with ethanol free. I get 6 to 8 more miles per gallon.
Easy.
And the engine just sounds better.
Yeah, the engine runs better. It's cleaner. I mean, this is what I was putting in the RV. I would wait. I would never fill up in Jersey. And that, you know, it's, again, one of those things where you're punishing New Jersey businesses with bans on things that people will go and find and buy anyway. So thanks, Rob. I am going to consider that for the next fill up once I'm down to nothing, because I work in the Trenton area. I'm right across the river. I mean, you're right. It's right there. Thank you, Rob. Eddie, Frank, everybody hang in there. Where are you buying your non-ethanol gas? And do you agree it's time for New Jersey to grow up and wake up? Bring back the plastic bags. Bring back self-serve gas and ethanol-free fuel for my car. Not that much to ask. 1-800-283-101.5. 627. Eric Scott with the news next. 6:38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. Frank, hang in there. I'm going to get to you in 1 second. You know, Eric, it's interesting. Mike in Bradley Beach on a rant on the app chat and got me thinking. He said, so the greedy bleep hedge funds and commodity futures vultures on Wall Street couldn't wait 2 seconds to bid up the oil prices as far as possible, so billions more could be made off the war. Interesting, right? And, you know, so I took a dive into this, and there's no doubt it's easy to see the market manipulation and, you know, the market caps of these big oil companies up 30%. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so look, they're making a mint, and now with the straits opening, stock investors should do well if they had been buying in while the prices started to really dip. So to your point earlier, if you panicked and sold your stocks, you took a beating. You took a loss, and you won't take advantage of what's coming.
Right.
Because it should go up. What do you think? 3.5% today?
Well, the NASDAQ's up 3.5% pre-market right now. So if that holds and, you know, the strait does reopen, I mean, you could be looking at some pretty substantial movement.
Absolutely.
Now, people have taken some pretty substantial losses. But this is why we always say you can't time the market.
No, I tell people, if you're in the market, it's long term. And, you know, I talk to anyone all the time and said, that is not a daily check-in unless you are a day trader.
Right.
You are not a day trader, don't even look at it. I remember having this conversation with Jody's dad. He was so into the market. I mean, he would watch that tape all day, you know, when he retired. And I'm and you know, I get it. And I think, you know, my grandfather's the same way. And it's you can't. The problem today, I think, is that, you know, I got my cars washed yesterday. My friend's a major car wash on 206. What a great group of guys, and they're working hard. And I'm like, these guys are, in a lot of ways, you know, Trump voters, guys that are patriots, you know, a lot of them served, and they're vets, and they're working for a living. They don't have a big 401k. These aren't guys that have huge piles of stock. And I think they just get hurt by the spike in oil prices. I mean, the diesel cost for these independent truckers now, what is it, up $6.50 a gallon, yeah, something like that? It's about $6.20 around New Jersey. Yeah. So I think that's the disconnect. And my warning to Republicans especially is that if you're caught up in this, looking at it from a market perspective, and the billionaires keep getting richer, and the guy that owns the retail shop who doesn't have a 401k, because if he did, it would be his money he'd have to put into it. It's not like he's got some corporate match. They're the guys hurting. So this war, in my opinion, is another blow to the middle class, another blow to the working class. And look, I supported going after Iran, but I said this immediately when the war broke out. I was on Newsmax that morning. It happened overnight Saturday. Overnight Friday. I was on Saturday morning. And I said, guys, I think this thing has to be wrapped up in a week the way we wrapped up Venezuela. And it should. And what I mean by that is install a friendly new regime. You got the Shah's son waiting in the wings. You've got enough people in Iran that love this guy. But we didn't do it. And Trump talked about, and it reminded me of Lindsey Graham and John McCain talking about, hey, isn't it great the women in Afghanistan are now able to vote? And here we are, what, 20 years later, and the Taliban's in charge. Frustrating.
Yeah. I mean, I think they underestimated what the resistance was going to be in Iran.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what they, you know, you listen to a lot of the military analysts, they did not anticipate that Iran was going to have as many of these drones, thousands of them, underground that they didn't know of and couldn't get to early on in the war. And clearly there are still stockpiles because they're still launching them.
You know, I asked this question. I always refer back. I had a conversation when I was on Chasing years ago, and they were talking about the depletion of the shark population. And I asked the guy, he was from the Marine Mammal Stranding Station.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, you're using percentages and numbers. I said, I'm just going to ask a question that has never been asked. How many sharks did we start with? And Eric, when I tell you the guy was pissed and never came back onto my show, but I said, you how do you know that? We haven't even mapped the entire ocean floor. What are you talking about? We don't know how many we started with. And somebody on, I asked this question of the missiles. I said, well, how many did they have? Well, we don't know. Well, how do we not know? Because you're now civilians in Israel have been killed. You've got attacks on Dubai, even though funny, in Dubai, the government of Dubai will put you in jail if you post on social media about the missile attacks. Fascinating. Because they are pretending it's not happening. So the expats, I'm seeing it all over social media, people are like, we can't say anything, but something blew up the other day. I don't know what it was. It may have been a car backfiring. But somebody, Cam in Princeton, on the app chat said this reminded him of the Suez Crisis back in the 50s, just as a student of history, where the Brits were essentially rebuffed. And Britain, France, Israel, they underestimated how tough it would be. And then the world turned on them and they had to withdraw from the Suez Canal.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm concerned. Honestly, I'm concerned that the 8 o'clock deadline passed. Other than my getting ready to celebrate Bridge and Power Plant Day, and that didn't happen. Thanks, President Trump. But here we are, 12 hours later, and we don't know what's going on. It's daylight there,
right? Now, is the ceasefire in effect or not? Israel seemed to indicate that it was. The White House hasn't really said a whole lot. Tehran really hasn't said a whole lot other than, we have an agreement in principle.
Mm-hmm.
But the real question is going to be, when does the strait reopen? If the strait reopens, and then again, as I mentioned earlier, the kind of the fly in the ointment here is this last minute demand that any ship passing through the strait essentially pays a toll to Iran and Oman, and the U.S. is not going to want Iran reaping the economic benefits of a ceasefire,
right?
Because this was always considered international waters. There weren't these types of fees paid by ships passing through the strait.
What are they going to do with the money? They're going to go buy more missiles from China. That's what they're going to do to attack us. It's nuts. I don't know. I think now we've gotten to a point, and maybe this is an unpopular opinion, and I don't want to see ground troops used any more than the next guy, but maybe it's just time to take the Strait of Hormuz and put an American flag there and say, okay, it's ours now, and we get the VIG. I just, this unstable, unsettled way that we've gone about this, and I accept that we are not told everything. I understand that, that the military and the White House knows things that you and I will not be privy to.
Right.
Right. And I get that. And to your point, which you make often, which is, look, when there's when you lack facts and you don't know, story takes over.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't say this to create a new story or narrative. I'm saying to you, as an American, I'm watching, and I'm the only one saying this, so I'm going to say it again. I'm watching the disintegration of the Republican Party. I'm watching communists, jihadists like Mom Dani in New York and AOC and others win and get more popular. I'm watching the polls on a midterm election from a Republican majority where the Republicans could literally lose 30 seats or more. And I'm watching this happen. Meanwhile, we're at war, and then you got this silly distraction of Artemis II. Sorry to rain on your parade, all you NASA lovers, but I think it's a stupid distraction, bad timing. We're at war. It's costing us billions. My God, let Elon Musk take us to the roundabout of the moon. I don't know why my tax dollars have to pay for it. I am in a very different mode now with this. I am sick and tired of being lied to by our government. I think that Mike in Bradley Beach makes a great point. These guys, these Wall Streeters, are greedy, and they're willing to screw you over in order to line their pockets. And I'm tired of it. The independent truck driver paying $7 a gallon for diesel is unacceptable. And now they're going to replace all you Teamsters anyway with AI. So what about the middle class and the working class? Who speaks for regular Americans? Frank, I'll get to you next. 647, Fast Traffic Instant Weather next.
New Jersey 101.5, $1,000 a day at work payday. $1,000 for a weekend getaway, new handbag, new phone, pay off some bills. What would you do with $1,000? Listen all day for the at work payday cash code. Then enter the cash code into the New Jersey 101.5 station app. It's that easy. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers. $1,000 a day at work payday.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
On New Jersey 101.5.
All right, so the middle class, working class, you're the ones that get squeezed. We got to fill up at the tank, costs $70, $80. You're in the hundreds if you're filling up your diesel truck for whether you're heading out over the road or even just around the state. The endless war culture hasn't helped us, is not helping us. And as several people now on our app chat have pointed out, the rich guys keep getting richer. So the market's going to up 4% today. Okay, is that helping you? Are you living on your 401k, or are you hoping that the value of your home holds so when you retire, you can sell it and walk away with some money? Or are you just hoping that your kids will take over your small business so you can keep an income flow? Or have you just said, you know what, I can't do it anymore? It's why young people are voting for communists. That's what happens. We are in a super dangerous time. Frank in Central Jersey, you got about 30 seconds. Go.
Hey, Bill, how you doing? Real quick, you know, it's such a crock. We have less than 1% of our oil comes through the Straits of Hormuz every day. We import most of our oil products from Canada and from Mexico,
yeah,
not from the Middle East. Crude oil the same way. We produce most of our own crude oil. And the rich are getting richer over
yes.
this. That's why they drive up the prices. You know, another thing that irked me last night, all of a sudden on the news, they said Trump negotiates the ceasefire. He didn't do it. Pakistan,
right.
Qatar, and Egypt did it. But I guess we're going to see in a couple of weeks, if hopefully this comes to fruition, Trump has another peace deal. Now I settled nine wars. I mean, Enough is enough.
Well, and I even enough. I heard some broadcast yesterday. He's like, you know, almost they were so tone deaf now, and we're so just like what do they say? You're smell blind. If you've got a couple of dogs in your house, you don't notice it anymore. We're almost like war blind, where we lose a couple of guys get killed. I don't think like that. Every life is valuable. Don't risk the life of one American soldier or airman for something that is not providing protection and benefit to America. And so far, I would say the middle class and working class in America have been suffering under a Republican/Democrat culture of endless war for the past 25 years. And I don't see an end in sight. And you know, did we have to? They were going to have a nuclear weapon. Well, what happened to the uranium? What happened to that? I thought we were going in with ground troops to go get it, but now we don't. Now they don't have it? Tell me what happened. Tell me how this is different from weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Anyway, I got to jump, Frank. Thank you, right? I appreciate you. I'm frustrated. Are you frustrated? What'd you pay to fill up yesterday? Are you annoyed that the government is not working on your behalf anymore? 6:58, Eric Scott with your news next.
From deep discussions to lighthearted conversations, you're listening to New Jersey 101.5.
7:10 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So on the other side of traffic and weather, I want to get back to this conversation about your gas prices. Where have you found the cheapest gas? I am seeing the chatter all through the app chat, Eric. It's amazing. People just saying how much they're spending to fill up their tank. It's not as high, I should point out, as it was at the peak of the Biden administration, where we were paying north of $5 a gallon. Yeah. But still, $4.10, $4.20, it's a lot. You got to fill up today.
Yeah, and I got to go as soon as I get off the air, because I'm going to be on the road all day today, and I know that that's going to be a very costly proposition. And, you know, I'm dreading it. I'm really dreading it. And I don't do a lot of driving.
Yeah.
Because I choose not to anymore. I love Zoom and Teams meetings.
Yep.
But, you know, today I can't avoid it, and I'm dreading it.
I am too. I'll be back and forth to New York four times, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm not looking forward to the weekday runs, because you burn so much more gas sitting in traffic, and I've budgeted 2.5 hours to get in because you just never know. So I'm asking, where between Princeton and Manhattan, where would you fill up with the cheapest gas? I wonder, it probably is going to be on the Turnpike, I'm going to guess.
It could be, because they can't raise the prices every day.
Right. They don't. Exactly. They have to wait a week, right? Or is it 4 days?
Is it 2 days a week? This comes up every time gas prices go up, and I can never remember.
I got to fill up tomorrow, so I'm looking for that cheap gas. I thought it was twice a week they can do it, but spaced out at least 3 days. But I could be wrong.
Yeah.
All right, we'll find that for you. Got to take a quick break for traffic and weather. Your call's coming up. Where's the cheapest gas in Jersey? And do you agree with me that it's really a government disconnect that has led us down this path? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 7:12 is the time. Traffic and weather next.
New Jersey news when it matters. Breaking updates, traffic, weather, and alerts on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Supported by Hackensack Meridian Health.
Probably want temperatures. Vineland, man, Vineland's still freezing. 27 degrees. Morristown, 28 degrees. Andover's 24. Bundle up. Freezing outside. Traffic and weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. So, I want to ask you, there's so much going on, and I think about New Jersey and you know, every day as what we're going to talk about on the air. What you know, what it looks like, you know, the idea of digging in is something that hits us every day, because our son Michael lives in Southern California. You know, he went out to college and graduated, and now has a great job there. And for all intents and purposes, he's staying at least for the foreseeable future. our daughter Elizabeth and my son-in-law Charlie, I mean, they got married, it's been 2 years. And Elizabeth's been in London for 10 years. And I will tell you that the cost of living in California is certainly higher than New Jersey when it comes to certain things. Food's expensive, gas, you know, they're up at around $6.50, $6.75 a gallon. It's expensive. But if you can find a good job, eventually your opportunity for wages could be higher. The biggest problem in California is the cost of buying a house and rent. Like, that's a big problem. And same thing in London. But generally speaking, it's almost the same cost for them if they move back to New Jersey. So when I look at the world, I'm like, well, how does it impact us here in the Garden State? Because that's the only relevance to these national stories. And when I look at the big oil companies meeting at the Trump White House, you know, ahead of the Venezuelan attack, you know, a month and a half before we started the war in Iran, you got to question how much influence the big money guys have over our policy. We know they have a lot of influence. But then you got to look and say, well, how is it okay that middle and working class voters who put Donald Trump back in office are suffering the most? And the guys that run the hedge funds, the guys that run these oil companies, I mean, you're talking about their market capitalization has gone up 30%. And what does that mean? Well, it means they have greater access to capital. That means they achieve market dominance. That means their stock prices are going to do what they need to do for their investors. That's great. So my question to you is this, because I went through the car wash twice yesterday and I'll go again today. And, you know, because you got to get your car with this pollen and everything else, you want to make sure you've got your car washed and cleaned after the brutal winter to better be able to resist all that sticky, gross stuff that comes off the trees. So you want to get a car wash. And I can tell you, if you live in Mercer County, you want to go to Major Car Wash on 206 in Montgomery. Guys are great, reasonable cost. You can get, if you think you're going to go more than once or twice this month, they have an unlimited, which is the cost of basically one and a half washes. Really good deal. Anyway, my point is that I'm thinking about the guys working there. I'm thinking about the guys that work in the strip mall where the, well, not really, it's kind of an office complex where Breathing Dragon Yoga is. And I know my friends who own yoga studio, Michael and Maury, like, they're living because of their business. And the people that come in, some I'm sure are very wealthy and have, you know, $1 million in stocks, and they're going to benefit from the fact that the market might go up 3.5% today. But the average guy who's driving a New Jersey Transit bus, or you're filling up your rig to drive to Delaware today to drop a delivery and come back, you're not looking at $1 million in a stock portfolio that 3% is going to make an impact. No, you're looking at the fact that it's going to cost you $200 to fill the diesel rig today. You're looking at the fact that the cost of beef has gone up to the point where I paid $60 for a ham, for God's sakes. What the hell is going on? So the average person is suffering and struggling. And the warning signs are here. But let me tell you, middle class New Jersey, you're done if we get a Mamdani style leadership in New Jersey. We're done. There's no coming back from that. It's already bad. If you're an illegal criminal alien, you get free stuff. They put money in the bank, they give you food, free health care, legal representation, and housing. And the guy working two jobs to pay the taxes in this state, you're paying for it. You get nothing in return. Meanwhile, tens of billions of dollars put in a rocket in space. For what reason? I don't even care, knowing that Elon Musk can do it without my money. And then you've got a war in Iran where I don't know what the conclusion is if we're negotiating with the same regime that we were told was completely destroyed. Enough already. Enough. It's time to get our government focus back to our local communities. and get uninvolved with all this foreign nonsense. My God, we spent the first year and a half of President Trump focusing on everywhere but here. Where's the SAVE Act, guys? How come that didn't happen? 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. 728 is the time. Eric Scott with the news. 7:38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So, Eric, you got the answer for the folks at home. Three times a week, the Turnpike can raise the prices,
up to,
right?
Up to three times a week.
All right. Yeah. So that means they got to wait at least a day and a half, so they can't hit you. So if the prices are what you want today, go get it today. But it's still higher, though. You said it's like 416, right?
So what they do is they actually survey all of the stations around the state and around where the rest stops are, and they take the average, and then I don't know. There's some weird formula. But anyway, if you're on the Turnpike or Parkway this morning for regular, which is 87 octane, you're going to pay $4.17 a gallon, essentially.
I mean, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
I'm looking. There's I don't know what's the best site. There's pumpprices.org. I don't know if this is credible or not, but I'm looking at see, the links are all dead, so I don't think that's a credible. Don't go to that site. That is, the links are, doesn't go anywhere. But they're saying, and you can check this out, here's a Shell in Barnegat on School Street, $3.13. A Sunoco in Roseland, $3. Ooh, all right, look at this. A Gulf on Mill Road in Lawnside, $2.68.
What?
Yeah, I mean, but you click on it and it goes to 404, page not found. So I don't.
Yeah.
So I don't know. If you live in Lawnside, let me know if it's the Gulf Station on 2796 Mill Road. This site is saying the gas is $2.68.9. If that's the case, I'm driving to Lawnside today. I realize that doesn't make sense because I'll burn more gas getting there. But it's the principle. Well, here's one. Merchantville, Valero on 2718 Pine Street, $2.68.
I think that hasn't been updated. There's no
I would assume that
somebody is selling gas for $2.16 a gallon right now.
I can't imagine. So I don't know. I don't know why our company insists on defaulting to Bing. It drives me so crazy. But according to the Copilot search, which I guess is Bing's AI done with mice and duct tape, they're saying the average in New Jersey right now is 2.837. There's no way.
No.
Is that no way?
No.
So, guys at Bing, let me just ask this of management. Do you think we could, I don't know, upgrade our computer systems at some point?
Well, so I've tried to do that. So if you put in to the URL, google.com, it'll take you to Google.
Okay.
Even without it being the default. But I've tried to change that.
You can't change the default, though.
No, because it requires an administrator and a password.
I've tried.
And a blah, blah, blah. Yeah, because they don't trust us not to, I don't know what. What do they think we're going to be adding into this computer?
It's the dumbest thing in the world. I have no idea. It makes me crazy. Anyway, message to management, if you're listening, we're all sick of Bing. I'm just letting you know. Let's go to Ricardo in Tom's River. What do you got, Ricardo? Morning.
Hey. How you doing out there?
Good. What do you got?
Hey, Bill. I've been listening to you guys for like a couple of years as I go to work.
Thank you.
From Tom's River.
Okay.
Okay. And the thing is that, Tom, I hear you, Bill. I know you, right now we all angry about the prices on gas, what Donald Trump did, and you know, and I understand all that, but you guys put this guy in the president. You guys put him up there, and then he's talking about the immigration stuff, about the criminals, and what does one have to do with the other?
Well, I'll tell you, Ricardo. I'm glad you called. I will absolutely tell you. The idea. First of all, I'm proud of my vote for President Trump. I don't agree with him on everything, and I am very concerned about this Artemis II, which I consider a multi-billion-dollar distraction to get us away from worried about all the real things that are going on in our world. But illegal immigration is an enormous problem, and the challenge is that Trump has accomplished half of the task. The first half of the task was you got to close the southern border. He's done that. effectively, you don't now have the cartel traffic coming over the southern border. That was a big, big, important victory. The bigger problem now that we're facing is that states like New Jersey offer a sanctuary to criminal aliens. And I say that not all aliens are criminals, but they start with a sanctuary for child rapists and murderers. And Governor Mikey Sherrill doesn't really care about your children, your community. You know, look what's going on. Her attorney general is going to prosecute this cop for killing that scumbag who was beating his wife up with a baseball bat. They should have killed that guy with a bat, for God's sake. So the point is, Ricardo, that you and I are paying for 900,000 people to live in our state, and they get housing and medical and legal support. And it is unconscionable to me that we would allow hundreds of thousands of people to come from these countries around the world. Whether they were suffering or not is immaterial. Why do I have to pay for it? Our veterans are jobless and homeless. Our moms and dads are struggling against mandates and rising costs. All of this stuff is happening around us, yet I gotta pay for the guy that came here from Somalia or Angola or Venezuela or Mexico? No. That's what it has to do with. I want to see American tax dollars spent for Americans and legal residents. 7:45. Hey, on the other side, we're going to be joined by a CPA, somebody who you met earlier. We've got tax day coming up and talking about where our taxes are going. But I want to offer you some tips on how to maybe take advantage of one thing that President Trump did that might actually save you some money on April 15th. And that is the SALT deductions, et cetera. But we'll have an expert that will take your calls. If you've got a question about your taxes, Jerry, I'll take your call as well. So everybody hang in there. 1-800-283-101.5. 7:45. If you're doing your own taxes, you want to get in the queue right now. 1-800-283-101.5. Because I've got an expert who will answer your questions. 7:45. Fast traffic, instant weather next.
Get the latest traffic, weather, and local news with New Jersey 101.5. Keeping you informed on all things Jersey.
All right, guys, it's tax season. Jerry, hang in there. I'll get you to your call in a second. But tax day, April 15th, coming up on Wednesday. So we got a week, guys. And if you remember last week, I had a guest on, Tracy Burns, who is a real expert in this. And I wanted her to join us again. She is a financial advisor and a certified divorce financial analyst. And she wrote a book called Deduct Everything, and it gives you an insight to how you can take advantage of the new tax laws. And I think it's especially important if you're doing your own taxes. Good morning, Tracy. How are you? Welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so let's start with, and you and I talked about this. I have my good friend Jack Tenari at the CSI group that does my taxes every year. I used to do my own taxes, and it was a disaster. So, and I didn't realize it until one year, and all of a sudden I had different sources of income and I worked multiple jobs, and it was just, it became impossible when you start to add in income in other states. So, but let's talk about the New Jersey taxpayer who's staring down that barrel saying, okay, I got to file by next Wednesday. What's the first thing that you advise people to look out for as it pertains to what you wrote in your book?
So I would say the biggest thing is to make sure you have all your documentation, because that's all you need to quote unquote deduct everything. If you have documentation, make sure you keep it, digitize it, PDF, get it on your laptop, do something, keep everything, and then start to really take your time and figure out what you qualify for. Even if you're going to a preparer, I think it's better to be a little armed and dangerous when you walk in. So, did you buy a new car this year and take out a loan? Maybe you qualify for that interest, $10,000 interest deduction. Be sure to tell your preparer, hey, I bought a brand new American-made car. Do I qualify for anything? Are you in the hospitality business? Do you earn tips? Are you a hairdresser or what else, any other industry that is tipped on a regular basis? Make sure you walk into your preparer and say, oh, by the way, some of my income is tip income. Do I qualify for this new deduction? So I think just knowing what's available is key to winning this game here, Bill.
It makes a lot of sense. All right, here's what we're going to do. Tracy, I'm going to take a break for news, and then on the other side, I want you to walk us through this no tax on tips, because I think people are making a mistake that they don't have to report it, and they do, and you can get yourself in a lot of trouble. So if you are a tip earner and you've got questions about your taxes that are coming up, what you can deduct, what you might owe, I've got the expert here, Tracy Burns. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. Everybody hang in there. We're going to be right back with Tracy after the news next in 4 minutes.
Listen live anywhere in New Jersey. Stream New Jersey 101.5 at NewJersey1015.com or on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Jersey's news, talk, and weather. Always with you. Powered by Hackensack Meridian Health.
8:09 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. We're talking with Tracy Burns, who is a financial advisor, and she's got a book, Deduct Everything, and she's been on before. We wanted to bring her back because we're now a week away from your tax deadline, April 15th. So if you're going to see your preparer or if you're doing your own taxes, there are some things that you need to know, and we thought we'd give her a chance to explain it. Tracy, welcome back. Good to have you.
Thank you again, Bill. That's important, so I appreciate you taking the time.
So let's talk about, you know, we spend a lot of time on this show talking about small business and service industries. Let's start with the on the service side with waitstaff, because I think a lot of folks that they hear, they see the headlines about no tax on tips, and you know, the president goes out and gives some cool speeches about it, and everybody's like, hey, this is fantastic, no tax on tips. What does that actually mean, and what should that person who just earned, let's say, 50, 60, 70,000 as a waiter, waitress, what do they need to know heading into next week?
Yeah, it's unfortunate because it sounds so exciting the way media is presenting it, but at the end of the day, right, it is a deduction. Okay, so basically, right now this thing only goes from 2025 to 2028, so take advantage of it while you can because you never know if it's going to be extended. We're talking about employees, as you mentioned, servers, stylists, gig workers, anybody that makes a tip. It doesn't matter if you itemize, doesn't matter if you take the standard deduction, but you need to report all your tips. I can't stress that enough. Your tips are not tax-free. So report everything and then see if you qualify for this deduction. And like all the deductions out there, there are income limits, and it starts as a single person at around $150,000, married couple at $300,000. But you've got to report everything. Only then can you see if you qualify for this $25,000 deduction. If you qualify, that means you get to wipe out $25,000 of your tips, but you really have to go through the motions to make sure you qualify.
It's great advice. All right, let's shift gears to small business. What do you know? Let's take a small business that maybe they have a couple of employees. You know, typically we find a lot of these small businesses, it's a husband and wife, and they opened a shop, or they're running their pizza place with their two sons are working in the back. What do they need to know? What kind of advantages will that small business have given what the president's tax bill, the big beautiful bill, has laid out?
So there's this 20% deduction on qualified business income that, again, go to your preparer, bring it to their attention, see if you qualify. If you qualify, that actually is literally 20% of your qualified business income gone. No tax on that.
Wow.
Really cool. Right.
What's the threshold for that, though, Tracy? Is that your higher end? Is that, how about that pizza place that's breaking even? It's for the little guy.
Right. It's for the little guy. The higher end, as always, there's income reductions as you make more money. There's caps. So pay attention to the caps. But again, see if you qualify for that. And as far as make sure you take all your deductions. Make sure you have all the documentation for your deductions. You can depreciate things fully on some items. Take it all this year. Again, I would take advantage of this as much as you can, because you and I both know this stuff doesn't last forever. as a perfect example, this tax on tips, 2028, your last year right now. So make sure you get this stuff while it's available.
What about home improvements? What any advantages for homeowners that decided not to sell and instead decided to renovate or upgrade? Anything there?
The One Big Beautiful Bill didn't extend the existing home improvements, but there's still stuff there. There's energy credits available. So you do solar panels or energy efficient windows. Make sure you have all that. That could be up to like a 30% credit, right? You do medical improvements in your house because you have to. That can be deductible as a medical expense. Again, document, but bring all this stuff to the table if indeed you are using someone.
Tracy, is there a sweet spot for income earners? Meaning, is there an income level that if you make a little bit more than a certain number, you're going to get whacked and maybe you're better off just kind of staying in that middle zone? Is there somewhere where it flips? Is it $200,000, $100,000, $300,000, or no?
No, but I know what you're saying. And it's actually, I think that's the worst part of this tax code, right? It doesn't encourage you to make more money.
Right.
150 is usually the single. 300,000 is usually the joint. But that's kind of terrible. Because then, to your point, you're saying, oh, why should I go out and make more money? I'm going to lose all these deductions. That's I think, one of the downfalls of our tax code.
Yeah, that's a great point. The disincentive to make more money, and it, you know, it's kind of like in the society, you've got people that, and we talk about it all the time, the rich hiding their money. You know, you wouldn't have to if you were not penalized for making more. I think it's this false idea that people like Bernie Sanders put out that the rich have to pay their fair share. I don't know what the number is. What is the percentage of taxes that the rich are paying? It's the lion's share of all the taxes are paid by the folks making the most money.
100%. I mean, and I don't know the number offhand, but I will tell you it is the majority of our taxes come from the wealthy. For one, they don't qualify for anything, right? They don't get any deductions at that point. And while many people, and no one likes the word loopholes, but while many people get angered that these people have the wherewithal to go hire tax accountants to find all the opportunities, let's call it, in the tax code, It's only fair. Otherwise, they don't get a lot of things. But they are covering the bill. And so the earlier point about the income limits, that's where the earned income tax credit gets the most abuse. That's out there for lower income families. And if you're disqualified after you have a bunch of kids and you make, let's call it, $66,000.
Yeah.
So even in that income space, they're not encouraged to make more than that, or they'll lose this big fat $11,000 deduction. It's
That's crazy. Amazing. And $66,000, let me tell you something, you're in trouble in New Jersey at that level, or New York, for that matter. Wow,
true.
Tracy, always great to talk to you. I'm going to have to leave it there. We've got a million things we have to get to, but you're a breath of fresh air. I really appreciate your insight, your expertise. The website is TracyBurnsWealth.com, and that's Tracy, no E, T-R-A-C-Y, Burns, B-Y-R-N-E-S, TracyBurnsWealth.com. Get the book. It's fantastic. And we'll have you back for sure. Thanks, Tracy.
You're great, Bill. Thank you.
You take care. We'll see you soon. Tracy Burns, just a very smart, smart person, wrote a really good book. And, you know, she's been a guest of mine on Newsmax, and I'm going to bring her back here as well. Other side, I want to check in with this high-density housing nonsense. We're going to get an update from Joe the Neighbor. Yeah, it's coming to your neighborhood. 817, fast traffic, instant weather next.
When severe weather strikes, New Jersey 101.5 is your trusted source, providing critical alerts you can count on. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers, Ultimate Collision, and Meyer and DePue.
825 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So one of the crises we have in New Jersey is that our rules have become, to borrow the words of a Supreme Court justice in 1949, a suicide pact, where we are so afraid to buck the system and push back that we are now crushing our middle class and working class with high density housing. And it's coming to every neighborhood. And no one during the campaign for governor outside of me pushing a very sensible, reasonable plan to stop phase four even talked about it. And now here we are. We got jokers on both sides. And it's a crushing blow to everyone because you're paying for somebody else's home. That's what's happening. Let's check in with Joe the Neighbor. All right, Joe, the neighbor. What's going on? There was a meeting in Lawrence Township. Was it last night?
No, it was on Tuesday night.
What's today? Wednesday? My days all blend together, Joe. All right, so tell me what happened.
What happened? Basically, there was a load of people. I was counting probably around 70, 80 people in a room that's about 40 people that sit in there.
Good. People are pissed. They should do
that. I think they put us into that one room to try to keep people out, you know?
I'm sure. So what was the conclusion? Did they decide on moving forward with the project?
Well, you can't really get a real thing out of them. You know what I mean? They all want to talk, you know, about, hey, something else, you know, and not let's not talk about this.
Is the project in Lawrence with these 800 units, is it moving forward or is it still stalled?
Still stalled, but the township itself, I think, is really pushing to get it done eventually. You know, it might not be today or tomorrow, but, another month maybe.
So this was the city council, right? The Lawrence Township Committee was holding the meeting?
Yes.
All right, so we're going to find out which of them have to face election in November. And I can tell you guys, if you're a Lawrence Township voter, you want to vote against anyone on council who supports this new development. What every responsible city group should be doing right now is saying, hold on, put the brakes on, and push back. We have to fight this in court, and eventually you don't want to hear this, but we have to repeal the Mount Laurel decisions. That has to be struck down, or this state will not survive the next 10 years. Joe, appreciate you. We'll talk soon. 828, Eric Scott with you.
He's got that ability to raise your hostility. So let's check out the online pleaders on today's Bill Hadometer.
It is 8:38. I am Bill Spadia. It is our favorite time of the week. Time for the Hate-O-Meter. Now, producer Thomas, we did a little something different because we have a guest entry.
We do.
Where the hate is not geared toward me. It's not geared toward Eric. It's geared toward a foreign country.
Yes. It's geared towards a foreign country, and you might know this person, but we'll get to it.
We'll get to that. Yeah. I thought it was important to include. I'm glad you did. So, Eric, how did you feel? You saw this for the first time just a little while ago. You feeling good? Did it help your mood?
I liked it. Yeah. I'm not quite as angry as I was before. It's very cathartic.
Oh, for you, I mean, this is as good as therapy. Like, what you would pay hundreds of dollars an hour for a therapist, you're getting just with the hate.
Right.
So you are welcome. All right. Why don't we jump right in? What's our first one, Tom?
Yes, this first one is his 30 days is up, so he is back. This is Lewis in Manchester.
He never gave up. Lewis never gave up, did he?
Nope.
All right. Let's hear it, Kathy.
You are so dumb. How do you have a radio show?
It's nice. It's to the point. I mean, I guess, is there an intelligence qualifier to be in our business? Perhaps not.
I think you just need to look around the building and realize, no, there is not.
Eric, you could be launching your own hate-o-meter toward everyone else. Unbelievable. Well, let's just hear that one more time. I want to just get the emphasis here.
You are so dumb. How do you have a radio show?
Here's my takeaway. I'm going to give this, I think, a 3 out of 5, and I'll tell you why. Maybe I should give him a 3.5 just because he proves a point. He's listening to the radio show.
Yes.
He's listening in order to hate it more, right? That's kind of my, I'm going to guess. I don't know, Eric, if you have access right now to the app chat, but I think there's a better chance than not that we're going to see a note reacting.
Next 5 minutes, probably.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah. too. So we're going to go with three.
Yeah, nothing yet, but I... Yeah,
right,
yeah,
Lewis, I think you're going to have to get a little more creative. That's what I think. You want to get into that top five.
Quick question, though.
Yeah, shoot.
Is he asking... Because he ended that with, how do you have a radio show? Is he asking, how do you have a radio show based on his how he perceives your intelligence? Or is he asking for just career advice?
That is a very, very valid
point. You have to
point.
Think about these things.
So, Lewis, you're going to have to qualify, because if you want advice, I'm happy to give it on how to get a radio show. It could also be, like, where's the inflection? Is it, how do you moron, have a radio show? or is it being super positive? Like, I can't believe someone as dumb as you is so successful on the radio. Like, maybe he wants advice in that sense. So I think so. We're getting somewhere. All right, good. Let's move on to the next one.
The second one is Brandon Pinello on Instagram.
All right, Brandon, thank you. On Instagram.
Yeah.
You don't get a lot of hate on Instagram because it's like family. I have pictures of my wife and my kids. And but although sometimes they are blurry. Yes, Kathy. All right, Kathy, let's hear number two.
Spadia is effectively a political non-entity. You don't sound too bright, so I'll define non-entity to you. It means he basically does not exist politically. Happy Easter.
Wow. Easter. Wow. You know what? All right, let me say, here's the mistake, a little bit of just, I don't know if this would be considered grammar, but he addresses me as you. And then he throws in he. So I'm not a big pronoun guy, but this is improper use of pronouns.
Fair point.
Right, because you're going from this first person I'm talking to you to now a third person reference of he. So that knocks him a point, because this could have been a... I don't know, though, but the happy... Let's hear it one more time.
Spadia is effectively a political non-entity. You don't sound too bright. So I'll define non-entity to you. It means he basically does not exist politically. Happy Easter.
I got to give him I think this could be a four.
Just because of the last line.
Just because. Yeah. I mean, the last line is like...
That made me happy.
I thought it would. I mean,
it's a
that
10
was,
out of 10 punctuation, that's for sure.
Yeah, I would agree. I would, because that is the exclamation point on the end. So he was trying to make a serious political point. Mm-hmm. And then you could see through his commentary, he ramped himself up. And then maybe he recognized it was Easter. Like, here he is on Easter Sunday attacking me on Instagram. Pretty good. I think I'll go four because of that.
I think so too.
We knock him a point though on the person. Right? Don't you think, Eric? You go
on
from you to he.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, honest, what's his name again?
Brandon Pinello.
Brandon, what you should have done is just said it means you basically do see, then you got the does in there. Yeah. It would have to be do not exist. I think we need a couple of edits. I'm gonna downgrade to 3.5.
What do I say every week? Or I don't think the haters study the AP style handbook. And I think this is a great example of that.
Yeah, I think you're right. All right, let's go to the next one.
This third one is from NJ Dog Poop on Instagram.
Oh boy.
Boy, a lot of hate on Instagram lately. I wonder what that is. What's that's coming from?
You're branching out.
Let me check that actually. Correction. Hater-meter correction. X. This is
X. Okay. All right, let's hear this one.
Bill Spadia is clinically trained in selling snake oil.
More of a statement.
Yeah. I mean, clearly he's attacking me for being a snake oil salesman, and I get that. But is there a clinical training for snake oil? I mean, maybe at one point there was, if you were actually selling the oil of a snake to cure illnesses, right? Do you have that clinical designation, Eric?
I didn't know that there was one. I mean, is that kind of like Dan's AMS seal?
Maybe.
From the American Meteorological Society.
Can I get it? What would this be? This would be the SO, the TSO, or CTSO. I'm a clinically trained snake oil salesman.
Yeah.
Right? CTSOS. I think we got something here.
We do.
CTSOS. All right. I'm going to go 4 out of 5 on this one. I like it.
It was good. It was like no Eric cursing. Said, it's more of a statement, though. You know, The punctuation is not there either, like in the second one, but it's still pretty good.
Yeah, I think so. All right, now the next one, this is something we have not done before, so everyone is aware. This just struck me that it was worthy of an entrance into the Hate Amir. This is hate directed at Iran.
Yes.
From the President of the United States.
Open the straight, you crazy bastards, or you'll be living in hell. Just watch.
I love this. This is, I don't know what to say about this. That was the president on Easter Sunday.
The only thing missing was happy bleeping Easter.
He should have said that. He should have ended with the happy F Easter. Unbelievable.
I think you just wanted to hear Eric say that, honestly, on the Hate-O-Meter. I think you just wanted Eric to record that.
The Trump tweet.
Yeah.
I just thought it was so good. I mean, I think for all the things that President Trump has done, tweeted, said, I think this takes the cake. I mean, this was Easter Sunday. He was pissed off. He got up on the wrong side of the bed because he doesn't drink. So it's not like he had a drunk tweet.
Right, right, right.
Like he, now I will say this. We may play, let's save this because I may play it again tomorrow, depending on the announcement of when the Strait of Hormuz is actually opened.
I like that idea.
Because we could then draw it right back to this.
I tried to capture his anger and exasperation.
Let's hear it one more time, Kathy.
Open the straight, you crazy bastards, or you'll be living in hell. Just watch.
It's a win. That's a win right there. That you know what that's that sounds like low gas prices. That's what I hear. I hear my gas prices coming down right now. All right, thank you, everyone. Another version of the Bill Spadia Hate-O-Meter in the books.
Ability to raise your hostility. So let's check out the online pleaders on today's Bill Hate-O-Meter.
Your news, your state, your station. Get breaking news, traffic, weather, and alerts on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Sponsored by Hackensack Meridian Health.
Heavy five. All right, this won't surprise you, but it is 8:55, and I ran a little long with the Hate-O-Meter. I think we got a little caught up in the Trump hating on Iran. And I haven't even addressed the whole Easter Bunny thing yet, but that's a whole other story. We'll do that on the other side. And Tony, you'll be first on the other side of the news next with Jen Ursillo.
Yo, what's up, New Jersey?
Looking for something that's so Jersey? Tune in to Jersey Thing with Eric Scott. Weeknights at 6 on New Jersey 101.5. Presented by RWJ Barnabas Health and supported by Parks Casino and Earth Treasures Jewelers. Eric has fun diving into what makes Jersey tick. From the lighthearted quirks we love to the important issues that matter most. Join the conversation at 6 p.m. and watch anytime on YouTube. Jersey Thing with Eric Scott on New Jersey 101.5. Because nobody does Jersey like Jersey.
909 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls 1-800-283-101.5. So, Jen, you got to fill your tank up today.
I did it yesterday.
How far do you drive? You're in Brick, so you're driving
an hour
what,
back
an hour?
And forth. Yeah.
So, what time do you get here in the morning?
6:30.
So there's no traffic at 5:30 when you leave.
Not really, no.
Right? But how much do you burn? I mean, you're in a Jeep, so how much are you burning to get here? Like, do you normally fill up twice a week?
So I haven't even really filled up because you can't. I can't. But yesterday I put in like $30, and $30 normally will take me 2.5 days.
Yeah.
I filled it up. I put 30 in yesterday. I got to go back again today.
That's so frustrating.
Because I can get home, but I'm not going to be able to get back here tomorrow morning. It's ridiculous.
It's just, and it's gotten so expensive.
And I mean, you have your gas station. So my gas, the one I have is that it's still at $3.99.
Which is not bad. I paid
I was excited when I saw $3.99.
$4.12 yesterday, something like that.
How sad is that? I was excited at $3.99.
You should be excited. But it's still going to cost you, your tank has got to hold 15
yes.
in that car? It's 60
bucks.
Yeah, you
know, I have a Jeep. Yeah, it's a lot of money. I know.
I'm super frustrated by it because it just keeps, it's like everything goes up. I'm still not over the cost of my Easter ham. I haven't recovered yet. $60. I don't think I know.
Oh, your ham was $60. Oh, I don't know.
Now, I could have gotten one for $32.
Yeah.
But I didn't want it with all the process and the sugar. No. So I bought the uncured natural ham, and it was literally, it was like
bucks.
$63 or something.
Wow.
That's insane.
I hope you enjoyed that ham.
Well, we ate it for 3 days. We have been eating it. It was a huge ham. So in that sense, it was Easter was just me, Jody, and her mom.
Okay.
So we'll get 3 days of leftovers out of it. Which is not bad, but how much ham do you want to eat? I know. So I I'm not, the prices of everything, it feels higher now than it's ever been.
Everything goes up but your paycheck. I always say that.
Hey, did you catch the hater meter?
I loved it. I was laughing so hard.
It was
hard.
Pretty good today.
Yeah.
You heard the Trump
tweet.
Oh,
that was great.
We're thinking of doing a Trump trolling corner.
I like Trump trolls. Yeah.
Because he obviously was trolling the... do you mind? I'd like to play it again. I don't know. I want to make sure that everybody hears it.
Open the straight, you crazy bastards, or you'll be living in hell. Just watch.
I'm going to hold on to that. I did too. And it was... considering it was Easter Sunday, just made it... that much better.
Well, I'll say it. Trump, you could say he's a lot of things. He's not stupid. That was completely deliberate, belligerent, overly aggressive. I think he should have ended with, what did we say?
The happy Easter guy said to me, yeah.
Right, but if Trump would have said that, that would have put the whole bow on the whole gift.
I know, but I'm going to hold on to it, so when we hear the announcement that the Strait of Hormuz is open, we're going to go right back to that Truth Social post, which he then reposted on X, give him credit, because that's it. I don't know if you heard, Kathy, do you have the man on the street interview?
Oh, yeah.
So, did you hear this?
No.
All right. So, the No Kings rallies.
Yeah.
This was a couple of weeks ago. So, a guy, this social media influencer guy, he poses as a reporter and he starts doing man on the street questions.
Yeah.
So, he sets this question up with this one young woman who looked educated, you know, put together, and asks her this question.
Isn't it a little bit homophobic that we're so focused on the straits of Hormuz and not the gays of Hormuz?
Yes, I agree. Yes, yeah. For sure.
Why do you think they're willing to leave the gays of Hormuz behind?
I think it's just historically, like, you know, gays have always been very discriminated against, which is wrong on so many levels.
Even in war.
Yeah, even in war. It just takes more reform in government, obviously, and then also educating society.
I just feel like if we're going to go in there, we can't leave the gay people behind. Right, I don't think we should go in there at all, but if we're going to, the gays of Hormuz, we could turn it into Fire Island.
For sure.
Oh, boy.
Right?
I can't
make that up. And I typically don't like the man in the street stuff, but this one, I'm like, aha. Like,
she
that captures.
He was serious.
Wow. Yeah.
She
and had
really
reasonings
did.
Like, yeah, institutional bigotry and homophobia. And I mean, I'm like,
are you kidding
me?
He was
Can you
brilliant.
Imagine?
He set it up right.
How great was that?
He was brilliant.
Yeah. So somebody's got to stand up for the gays of Hormuz. 9:14, fast traffic, instant weather next.
New Jersey 101.5 severe weather alerts deliver fast, accurate, critical updates from Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow and the New Jersey 101.5 weather team. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers, Ultimate Collision, and Meyer and DePue.
.22 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So, well, we covered a lot today. And, you know, I think there's an important conversation that needs to be had in terms of everything that is going on in this country right now. And I think about the practical. And yesterday, Bob Williams and I were talking about Route 78. And he pointed out that it's like every day you're talking about another problem. And Bob, today it's 287.
Yep, 287, crash investigation. This happened about 7 o'clock this morning at exit 5 and down to exit 3 between South Plainfield and Piscataway down toward Edison. Lanes are closed now completely.
That's a disaster. What's the traffic look like?
Crash investigation. It is backed up almost to Route 22.
Oh, my God.
And we're timing it out. It's at least an hour, maybe 90 minutes to go south for about 10 miles if you're stuck in that horrible mess. You can get off the highway as soon as you can down by exit 9, River Road, or maybe Route 18, Possum Town Road. That'll connect you to Route 18 down toward the New Brunswick area.
What about, you could do that at exit 10, too, Weston Canal Road, right?
Yes, Weston Canal Road, Easton Avenue, any of those offshoots, exit 12.
Where's the traffic building? Where's it building up? Where do you hit the wall?
Right near the stadium, the Somerset Patriots Stadium by exit 13. Yeah, over the bridge, right by the Raritan River.
So you're talking 8 exits. I mean, that's a disaster. Wow. Yep.
And we're hearing word it could be a fatality. That's what normally happens when they go to an investigation. We're not confirming that yet. But, northbound, they've got the rubbernecking there, at least the left lane closed. It's horrible.
Did it involve a tractor trailer? We don't know.
We don't know.
Okay.
But it's a bad one. Another bad one.
Bad one. And this is what I was talking about, Bob. Like we have all these things going on that I think distract us from our day to day because we're having a hard time dealing with the day to day.
Yeah.
I mean, traffic safety is something that is so critical and so important. I think about people going out to work and, you know, you don't know. But for whoever's in that car, if there was a fatality, they said goodbye to somebody for the last time today. It's... We don't think about that when, you know, you think about the potholes, you think about the road engineering, the speed traps, all the things and the distractions and everything that goes on. We focus on everything but solving the problem. And it's making me crazy because 78, how many incidents have we had in the last 2 weeks?
Oh, it's got to be at least 5 or 7. I mean, I think there was one yesterday afternoon. It's one after the other. And I didn't tell yesterday. You remember? Did you hear about the plane that landed on 78 out in PA?
I did. That was amazing.
Over the weekend?
Did you
see the video? That was a pretty darn good landing by that
pilot. I did not see the video.
Came down a little bit rough, but man, he kept them all in all fours.
They took off from Jersey, right? Soderberg Airport in... In Hunterdon, and do we know what happened? He had engine failure?
I think so. He was trying to get over to the one of the Allentown airports in that area. But, man, that was pretty spectacular.
It was pretty wild.
Well, kept it online, yeah.
That's the roads serving their function. That's why they built them so wide. I don't know that anybody anticipated the level of traffic that we would have. That it's just getting to a point now. I'm dreading it. I got to go to New York tomorrow. I'm in for Rob Finnerty, who does the 8 o'clock show. So I'm hosting tomorrow night and Friday night. So I'm thinking I got to give myself, what do you think, 2.5 hours to get into Midtown?
Yep, pretty much. Yep.
I mean, you think I need 3 hours?
We'll talk, but it depends. It's really specific timing. I mean, half an hour can make all the difference if you're leaving at 3:30 or
so.
You know,
I'm going to leave at 3. I'm on live at 8. I need to be in the city by. I really need to be in the studio. I think by. I'm going to say 6 o'clock. Give enough time.
I think 3 o'clock would be fine. Was that your plan?
That was my plan. 3 o'clock. Get in the car.
Yeah.
And it's just it's just what we've been talking about. You know, one flipped over car, one person not paying attention, one truck jackknifes, and all of a sudden you're in a world of hurt and you're not there.
Yeah. So. And the sun glare, too, because, you know, the time change recently.
Yeah.
That could have been a factor this morning. I'm just speculating here, but it happened around 7 o'clock, and that's when the sun really starts to beam down on that stretch of 287. So
I did it every day for, my God, 13 years. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. All right, Bob, thank you. Appreciate
you got it, buddy.
I appreciate you. We'll certainly say a prayer for whoever may have lost their life in this accident. Typically, when you have an ongoing investigation like this that closes the highway, they do that because someone was killed. And, it speaks to my larger point that things like this happen, but you can't just throw it up to the random accident. There are reasons where we're super crowded. We have people that are aggravated because they're rushing around to 3 jobs to pay the bills. We're not taking care of our own people. This is the disconnect with our government. 1-800-283-101.5. The vent line is open. If you want to just vent about something that's really driving you nuts, Now's the time. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 928 is the time. Jen Ercillo, news next. 938 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadio with you till 10 o'clock this morning, which means I got to get out of here soon. Jill, yesterday.
Should I not bring it up? Because I'm looking up the spot. I'm like, what spot did I read yesterday that...
What was it that all of a sudden you... I don't even know what I did. Jen, it was... I channeled Laverne and Shirley.
Oh, my goodness. That's compact.
Right?
He started dancing Schlemiel, all goofy.
Schlemazo, right?
Yeah, all of a sudden, up and down. The whole yeah. down
he
dance.
Was, no, he was just doing like the Peanuts. Like he looked
like
the Peanuts.
So I was like, you know,
Christmas dance, you know, when they're all dancing.
It was kind of like a modified Trump dance.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit like
and,
that.
And you just lost it. Did you finish reading the sponsor?
Yes.
Though?
Meantime, I'm reading did, a very right? serious spot, the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. Okay.
Oh, that's
nice
it.
Going. Nice
Crohn's,
going.
Colitis. That was it.
That's,
I, that's
it
what happened.
That's
what happened. I knew it.
Like, in my head
I
going,
knew it.
That doesn't even
don't
make
laugh,
sense.
Don't yeah,
people
laugh.
Suffer with that.
Yes, it's terrible.
And I made a joke.
And he's well, on I, the
just,
sidelines.
To be fair. I am not mocking anyone who has Crohn's or colitis.
But you're like, Crohn's, colitis, inflammatory bowel disease.
Yeah, a song came to mind, and I thought we should do that ad to the tune of Laverne and Shirley.
Well, to be fair, Jill, you probably inadvertently said it like Crohn's,
yeah, she's like, colitis. Colitis. Right. Like, I'm like, all right,
that,
Laverne.
That would be my life. Years ago, my kid was on a softball team. The one sport Rebecca did, right? Yeah. And it was Trenton Janitorial. And it just was funny. It would be like this. Like, their team would be like, come on, go, Crohn's Colitis Foundation.
Right.
You want, softball team.
Yes. You want, like, you want a mascot? Like, is it like an intestine? Like, what's the, you know, intestine man? What's the mascot? I mean, there's so many things.
Oh, God.
So many
Lord.
Things.
No, I can't believe
but
you.
That's
Actually,
what
yes,
I
can.
Put, I, that's what I had in my peripheral vision on my left side.
I do forget
dance.
Sometimes that we're on the air.
I say the show really is what happens off air.
Crohn's.
That's
and,
the show.
And here's the scary thing for management,
disease.
That more of the on-air stuff is kind of what happens off air. So I think it's bleeding in a little bit.
That's why you forget, did I say this on air or off? You say that all the time. You ask that constantly.
I forget. I really do.
Absolutely.
I forget
yeah.
sometimes that I say it on the air and I never told Jody.
Oh, that's yeah, great. Yeah.
So like, yes. I'm like, what are you talking about? I told you. I'm like, no, you didn't. I'm like, I know I talked about
no,
it. I'm
you
like,
told all your listeners.
Oh, I think I told New
person.
Jersey. I didn't tell my wife.
Oh,
that's the
funny.
Problem.
That's
By
funny.
The way,
that's
report. I, you know, I bought the pants on Instagram.
Yeah.
They don't fit great.
Shocker.
I'm shocker.
Because they're usually made for like small Asian people.
Timu.
Yes.
Well, he is part Japanese, Jill.
Yes.
Of course. Jill,
why?
He is part Japanese. I mean, come
but,
on.
But like, they're not comfortable.
Did you tell her about the sites?
And I don't know how to send them back because I threw all the packaging away.
Well, you should know because they have imprints
Hold
of your
on.
Credit card, as you
before
say.
You
I'm
send,
probably buying
yeah.
these. It's probably a regular order of pants. I'm going to get another
say,
one
before
every
you
month.
Send it back, make sure you're not signed up for some like pants of the
I could
month
be.
Club.
The I could have. It was so stupid. They're like, I bought into the ad. I'm like, oh God, those pants look so comfortable. And you know, and we're traveling
it's
more
AI.
Now to see the kids.
So these are your traveling
so
pants.
This is what I usually wear jeans when I travel. I kind of travel like I dress here.
Not shocked
with
by that
the vest,
one.
The Henley, yeah, and yeah, the yeah.
So did
and
you,
jeans.
Did you tell her? You told her about the pants. Did you tell her about the speeding ticket?
Yeah, we
I did.
We
I did.
All,
I told her about
that.
Yeah,
okay. we talked.
Well,
have you started
I told
getting
her
letters in the mail yet from lawyers?
No, I'll check my mail today. I'll bring pictures. I'll bring some in.
Yeah.
Yeah, the speeding ticket was just, you know, I deserved it. I was speeding, so I'm okay. I'm okay paying the fine when you do the crime.
Right, but
you
do forget. You talk about it on the air, and then you're like, oh, I forgot to tell Jody.
I know. So the pants she knew about, well, I don't remember. I opened the package, and I think she did say, like, what is that? And then after I tried them on, she's like, so are you flying? Because we're going to London in a few weeks. Yeah. And I'm like, I bought them to fly to London. She's like, so you're wearing those? I'm like, no, I'm not wearing
them. What kind of pants
they don't
are
fit
they?
Right.
Like linen
like,
pants or like no, linen tight? Like, what are they?
Khakis?
No. They're like, they're like workout, stretchy.
Oh, I wasn't far off.
I then saw
Did
the
they,
ad.
And they ended up wearing, fitting
the
like
ad's
leggings?
Like a bunch of old guys who like have
yeah.
trouble moving around.
Yes.
And they're like, yay, I can fit my wallet here in my... And they have like pockets in the back and on the sides.
Oh, I know what you're talking
about. Kind
of
like modern cargo pants.
I ordered those for Dave.
Yeah, oh, he's going to hate them.
They are not for your age group.
No.
No.
They're first of all, they don't fit right.
Yes, they were it's horrible. Not even that they're too, so tiny.
The waist is too tight, and it's supposed to be comfortable. Like, why is, first of all, if I'm going for the elastic waist, give me a little bit of give so that I can.
Well, that's
like,
the whole point of it, right.
But it was so, and then it kind of blows out by your legs. So like what shape human is this?
Like a parachute pants? Kind of those?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. That's, so I look right out of the 80s.
You need to wear them tomorrow. Please wear them. Please
They're
wear
so
them.
Uncomfortable though. Maybe I will
bring
wear
another
them.
Pair. Sorry. Bring another pair to change into.
A lot of zippers
to
too. A lot of zippers.
I do not want to see him in those pants.
Did you buy this for Dave? Them. Is he wearing them?
I think I know what you're talking about. They're
it's Did not, we buy the same thing off
not
Instagram?
Birds or, because they look like they're nice, but they're supposed to be comfortable. Is that
they're supposed to look like real pants?
Like, you know,
and give you the athletic
the
jeggings, wear feel.
The jeans that the
right,
for women.
Yes, yeah, but they look really, like cheap, pants. Crappy. You know what they look like? Pants you bought on Instagram. That's what they look like.
The pants you get are not the pants you saw in the advertisement.
No. It wasn't so much a bait and switch. It was just like the guy on the ad looked so comfortable. I'm like, I want to be that comfortable.
You know,
because he wasn't a real person.
Or you know, after they shot that commercial, he ripped those right off and said, "These are the most uncomfortable pants
Do you
I
think
ever
maybe
wore."
A lot of it's AI.
I'm sure. Are you asking that seriously?
Did I ask a really stupid question?
Oh, so that's like
you're
that
telling me that old guy was not a paid actor. He was just an AI creation.
And you
well,
fell
no wonder
for
why
it.
The pants fit so perfectly.
And you fell for it.
Yeah.
I'm going to just sit here and think about what I did.
I think we need a fashion show tomorrow. You need to wear it tomorrow.
Tomorrow, what I'd like to ask you both about are word pronunciation.
Oh, I'm good at that. I love that.
Yep. Because I think we're all struggling with Iran. Iranian, Iranian, tomato, tomato. Anyway, we'll get to that tomorrow.
All right.
Bird dogs. I think that's it.
Is that it? Yep.
Well, I don't know. No, I think I bought like the cheaper Chinese version. I think I bought the knockoff bird dogs. That's what I think I got. 9:45, fast traffic. It's the weather next.
Big Joe Henry is bringing you Jersey's biggest hits and biggest laughs every Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 3. Plus traffic, weather, and all the fun only Big Joe can deliver. Big Joe Henry, weekends on New Jersey 101.5.
Five. All right, guys, I got to get out of here. Hope you enjoyed the conversation today. And tomorrow, I do want to talk a little bit about how you pronounce some of these words. I still can't figure out. Do they want me to say Qatar, Qatar? It's annoying. It's annoying. And everything, I think, should be spelled phonetically. That is just my thought. So we have a lot to talk about tomorrow in terms of whether the Strait of Hormuz will be reopened, what this means for gas prices, whether the Gaze of Hormuz will be involved. All of this coming up tomorrow. In the meantime, good luck finding cheap gas. Have a great rest of your day. And tomorrow, by the way, if anybody has questions about any of the guests that we had, especially with the tax tips, feel free to call the show. I am happy to make introductions. So if you are doing your own taxes or you want to be prepared before you see your tax preparer, you can call the show anytime tomorrow, 1-800-283-101.5, and I will connect you with an expert who can help you. All right, that's it. Have a great rest of your day. See you tomorrow.